True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is six times distilled till it's just right and naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything, from the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys. Tito's is known for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits to serve its communities and do good for dogs. Make your next cocktail with Tito's. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall, it is gone! Hassis does it again! It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship!
All right, let's hit it. Play Tessie, episode 263. This is the official Red Sox podcast of WEEI. Remember, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts. Rate 5 stars. We really appreciate it. You can find us on WEEI's YouTube channel. All the episodes are in the Play Tessie playlist. We'd really appreciate it if you just hit that thumbs up button on all those videos. And then you can find us on the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Here with Sammy, here with Pat, back again. Second day in a row with a podcast. And what better time to do it? And we've said it a couple of times this year, but that it's the biggest series of the season. And those series that we said it about before were, at that point, the biggest series of the season. But it really is, as Bradfoe likes to say, rubber hits the road time. Like, you're right there, neck and neck with the Yankees for that top wild card spot. Yes, the division is still within reach for both clubs. And whichever team comes out on top in this series, in my opinion, has a really good chance to be, at minimum, the top wildcard team. This is the most important series of the season. It deserves its own dedicated podcast. I'm glad we're here to talk about it. The Red Sox-Yankees rivalry, maybe like between the players, is not like as, oh, we're going to beat the crap out of each other physically as it used to be. But between the fan bases, when the teams are good, this rivalry still means everything. And I think we're going to see it at Fenway Park all weekend long.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what we live for as Red Sox fans, as baseball fans, is meaningful baseball in September against biggest rivals. This is something we haven't had since 2021. Yeah, there's been some big Red Sox-Yankees series, but nothing of this magnitude. I'm fired up for it. I'm fairly confident, feel pretty good going into it. Wish Roman Anthony wasn't hurt, but nothing you can do about that. Red Sox coming off an off day. Yankees coming off a travel day. That's nice. Love that. So let's see. Rubber hits the road. You said it, not
Robert
me.
Hit the road. Bradfield said it, not either of us.
Amen.
Yeah, man. We're not playing spoiler. This isn't 22-3-4 where you're, you know, trying to end on a high note, maybe play spoiler for someone else. You could make a real argument that the winner of this series is the number one wild card. You could. And I know the Sox end pretty tough with Detroit and Toronto, but the Sox already have the head-to-head. The more you get ahead of the Yankees with those games coming up, you just position yourself better. It's also going to be a real – it's going to be telling because this is a team that you're probably going to see in the playoffs at one point or the other, and you don't have Roman. So it's going to be good to see how you stack up against the Yankees without Roman, kind of as a precursor to the playoffs. Obviously, higher stakes, could be at Yankee Stadium, could be, you know, whatever. But this is huge. This is by far the biggest series of the year, and I think it will be until playoffs come around. Like, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Yeah. Like, this is do or die time in terms of that number one wild card, that hosting the whole wild card at Fenway, the home field advantage. This is the time to hit the gas.
Yeah, the only way a series could top this is if the Yankees fall a little bit down and the Red Sox are right there neck and neck with the Blue Jays for the division and you have that series there. But I mean, when you're down, you know, anything 3 games or more with 2 weeks or less to go, it's tough to make those games up. It sounds like it's not that many games, but it really is. And to me, in that short of a time, at least, and to me, I mean, I forget which one of you said it. I think it was Pat said at one point or another, you're going to face them in the playoff. Like, you're probably facing them in the wild card round. Like whether it be at Fenway Park or at Yankee Stadium, that's what we're playing for here. But I mean, right now, Blue Jays are a few up and the Mariners and all the other wild card teams a few down. Red Sox and Yankees are probably going to be the 1 and 2 wild card spots, whatever order. This is it. Like, this is a wild card series preview. Like, what percent chance is that at this point? Like, over 80% chance that this is the matchup?
I don't know if I'd put it that high. Maybe, like, you know, like 70, 65, 70. It's a high chance for sure. I've seen too many teams collapse or catch on fire to put anything at like a 80 right now. But it's probably going to happen. If I were a betting man, which I'm not, I would bet that the Red Sox and Yankees meet in the playoffs, and God, there's nothing I want more than that.
Yeah, because you feel, I mean, and this conversation can change completely if the Yankees come into Fenway Park and sweep the Red Sox. We're not going to feel the way we do right now, but right now, the Red Sox lead this season series 8-2. They have wiped the floor with the Yankees so far this year. The Yankees won the first game. Remember, they kicked the shit out of Walker Buehler at Yankee Stadium, and it was the game Marcelo hit his first career home run, and it came at Yankee Stadium. And then after that, the Red Sox won the next two. It was Crochet the second game, Dobbins the third game on the weird Sunday night game with all the weird manufactured drama. And then they took 2 out of 3, and then they 3 games swept the next time, and then they took a 3-0 series lead, and then the Yankees kicked the shit out of Dustin May. So the Yankees' 2 wins against the Red Sox this year have come because they kicked the shit out of pitchers that the Red Sox are no longer starting games or pitching in games at all. So 8-2, you feel good about it. But again, like, all of that changes if you don't show up this weekend and the Yankees beat you in a series.
Yeah. I mean, you nailed it. That's it. That's it. I'm ready for the series to start. I'm sweating right now talking about it in a good way. Good sweat. Healthy sweat. It's what you do.
The teams have obviously changed a lot since the deadline, since July. Both teams, both Sox and Yankees. I believe the Sox are 5-1 against the Yankees prior to Roman's debut. So it's not like he came up and they, you know, set the world on fire and whatever.
Good point.
They had really good games as a team against the Yankees prior to Roman. That being said, Walker Buehler was still on this team. Marcelo was still playing on this team. The Yankees didn't have, I mean, I don't know if they're good or bad, but Bednar, Doval, Ryan McMahon, like Stanton. Yeah,
Stanton's
like
the big one. I mean, he's had a great year.
Yeah, the teams have changed. Like, this isn't the July series when they took 3 out of 4 at Yankee Stadium. Those teams are pretty similar. Yeah, like, I get that. But there's been a lot of turnover. Like, these are the two, like, roster for roster teams that are going to most likely see each other in the initial wild card. So this is the preview. This is how do you stack up your current team against the Yankees' current team. This is going to be the sign or the telling of how the wild card could go. If they come in and they curb stomp the Sox, that's like we might be fucked. We don't care about
8-2 if the Yankees come in and sweep the Sox, like you can kick 8-2 out the window.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
By the way, Roman Anthony didn't even play that well against the Yankees. He's 4-22. He had that one big home run, but it's not like he was the reason the Red Sox were beating the Yankees. It was not to say it doesn't suck that he's not healthy, but there were other guys contributing to that those wins.
That said, though, in the first series, they had Red Sox had Devers, and
well, we don't have to talk about that. Okay,
they did.
They
traded him that day. They did do that.
Trying to make a narrative. Yeah, they traded him because they felt bad.
It was the first and the second series they had Devers.
You know what they probably were doing, because the Red Sox are a classy organization. They whooped the Yankees so bad. They were like, this is unfair. This was a once proud franchise. Yeah, maybe they're our rivals, but we got to even the playing field. Let's trade our best player, Rafael Devers. Goodbye. So just kudos to the Red Sox, a classy organization always.
So in this game, in this series, here are the matchups. First game, Giolito versus Heel. Second game, Bayo versus Fried. Third game, Crochet versus Warren. The first game's an Apple TV game. The second game's on NESN. The third game's on ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. Which one of these games gives you the most intrigue, pitching matchup-wise?
Intrigue? One more time. Give him quick. One more time.
Giolito versus Heel. Bayo versus Fried, Crochet versus Warren.
Well, Crochet versus the Yankees is always going to be my pick. That's awesome. That's like, you know, Godzilla versus King Kong kind of thing. So that's my pick, even though Warren is kind of a weenie hut junior.
I'll give you a different answer. Okay. I like Bayo versus Fried. Bayo coming off back-to-back seven shut performances against the Yankees. Max Fried is the Yankees' best dude, but has had an up and down, mostly down second half, but did very well against the Red Sox his last start. That was the matchup, right? In the second game against the Yankees, Bayo and Fried, they deked it out, and then Chapman shut it down at the end. Whitlock had the eighth. Yeah.
I remember so that to me. But I don't remember if it was Bayo, but you're right. Fried did pitch very well against the Red Sox, and it was when everyone was saying, this is a good time to get him. He's not pitching well lately. And then he's like, wait a minute. I'm Max Fried. Watch this.
Yeah.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm going to go different from both of you.
But truly,
I want to see Giolito because Crochet is Crochet. You know, historically, Bayo kind of has the Yankees number. Game three might damn well come down to Lucas Giolito. I want to see how he does against this lineup. That being said, you know, shorter leash in the playoffs. Coors pretty quick with the trigger to go to, you know, an early, a Toley, a Harrison, whoever it might be. But I want to see in a last final outing against the Yankees how Giolito looks against them. Because that, to me, is crucial. Because, you, like I said, Crochet is Crochet. I have the utmost faith on Crochet Day. Bayo against the Yankees, historically, I feel great about it. I just do. He seems to have their number pretty well. Giolito's what it really kind of all comes down to. If, you know, if it goes to a game three, if they play each other, yada, yada, yada. But this is a big start for Giolito.
I'm trying to figure out how many times Giolito's faced the Yankees this year. I'm pulling up his splits. Because this is obviously not in this order, but this is the three guys the Red Sox are going to throw at the Yankees in that wild card series. It's not, the Yankees did not line it up like that because they're not showing Rodon.
They didn't show Rodon, and the one that really scares the schlit out of me is Cam Schlittler.
Yeah.
They have not seen him all season, and that kid is good. That kid is damn good. Having no familiarity, division rival in the playoffs, and the Yankees aren't stupid. They know he hasn't played the Sox. Is it risky throwing a rookie in a best of three wild card series? Of course it is. But there is an advantage to not having basically your biggest rival, the team you're playing in the playoffs, see one of your better pitchers. There's a huge advantage to that.
Definitely. Definitely. And you could say the same about the Red Sox rookies, like whether it be Toley early, but Schlittler has had a ton of success this year. Going deep into games, putting together extended runs of really good starts with a lot of strikeouts, like not letting up a lot of runs. I know the command has been hit or miss, but the results don't lie. And I know he's coming off a bad start. Is he pitching day before the series? So he's pitching tonight as we record this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thursday game. His last start against Toronto, 1.2 innings, 4 earned runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, 2 Ks, brought his ERA from 2.61 to 3.24, which is still very impressive. He's also from Walpole, which is annoying. It makes me like him even less. I saw that news story on TV where they had all the people from his hometown watching him at the bar, and they're like, yeah, it's really weird for us rooting for the Yankees technically, but Cam is our guy and we grew up with him. So what do you think's worse? What the Yankees, like, what's more painful? What the Yankees do with Schlittler and Ben Rice, the hall monitor, who are both from Massachusetts, or what the Red Sox do with like Narvaez, Whitlock,
that.
Fitz, Weissert, where they used to be Yankees, that. But now you think that second one?
Yeah. That would, can you imagine if the Red Sox just like lost, like how much would it piss you off if like Elmer Rodriguez Cruz turned into such a stud? Maybe different because we got a stud out of that trade, but like, could you imagine if the Yankees poached a guy in the Rule 5 from the Red Sox and he ended up being like a freaking animal?
If Glaber came from the Red Sox and the Yankees had him for like 7-8 years and he was very productive, like a guy, I know he's not on the team anymore, but a guy like that.
Exactly. Yeah, that would kill me. Like, yeah, if the Red Sox like draft the we talked to Murph. Murph grew up a Yankee fan. Like, we've got those.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't mean shit.
But like, New England is such a.
I agree. It's different.
It's coming up in terms of being a better baseball market with, you know, indoor training and everything. But historically, having half the time to prepare as places like Florida, California, Texas, Arizona. There's not many guys from this region. So when they are in the big leagues and they're on the fucking Yankees. And you're like, ew, dude, what are you doing? Why would you do that? Why would you take $10 million from those guys? How dare you? Turn Except it down.
Ben Rice is a Yankee fan, so you can have him.
Yeah, I love how they brag about that. Like, that just means that you were a dork growing up. Yeah.
I was a Yankees fan growing up in Boston.
Yeah, I'm sure you got stuffed in a locker for it, you fucking nerd.
How old is Ben Rice?
I'll tell you in a sec.
24?
No, I think he's an older rookie.
Is he?
Like, he was an older rookie.
26.
Okay, whoa, so he's my age. People definitely punked his bitch ass for being a Yankee fan. Dude, I have this perspective. I was in second grade when the Sox won in 07. People definitely ragged on him for that. 2013, eighth grade. Eighth grade boys are the meanest people on earth. You know he was giving shit for rooting for the Yankees in 13. And then 18, we were in college, so whatever, but. He was playing college baseball. I was watching the World Series from my college dorm room. But
bang.
That's beside the point.
Bang. Bang. But yeah, but to get back, I found Giolito's numbers against the Yankees. It was only one start. So this will be a second start of the year against them. 4 2/3, 3 earned, 3 walks and 4 strikeouts. If I'm not mistaken, was that the first game of the 4-game series? And then, yeah, it was kind of a back and forth game. And then that's where the Roman Anthony hit the late homer. To kind of
it was
it
the
away.
First or second game.
Yeah, dagger.
I think it went Giolito, Bayo, Crochet, May.
Yeah, Crochet, May is definitely right. I don't know. The first, it doesn't really matter, but yeah, point
Bayo
remains.
Dominated the second one. Yeah. So, okay. I mean, the Yankees are going to have 2 looks at him and 2 fairly recent looks at him going into a potential, and I would say likely, wild card matchup. So right now, I mean, it's worth it to show them these guys to try to give your best shot at getting home field because we've seen how much of an advantage Fenway Park can be. I mean, the Red Sox are 1 game under 500 on the road this year. And I know they've been better lately because they were like 7 or 8 games under 500 on the road. And they went on that really good road trip a couple weeks ago. But playing at Fenway Park is really important. That's what makes like this series. It's not like last year, where like every series when the game still mattered in late August and early September, it's like the Red Sox are fighting for their literal life right now. They're not fighting for their life right now. But if the objective here, if the goal is put yourself in the best position to get to a spot where you can get Roman Anthony back, that involves getting home field for the wild card game. That involves, if you have any chance at it, get the division. Like, you have to put yourself in these positions.
Yeah, and it's hugely important. And here's the difference with Fenway. Gordo and I were just in Arizona, and we were talking about how there's a roof on the place, and it probably gets really loud there in October because, you know, it fits more people than Fenway and the roof and everything, blah, 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 blah. But Fenway is so different in that when you're an opposing pitcher, you think back to 2018, Honeycutt, the Dodgers pitching coach, was complaining publicly about Red Sox fans being too close to his pitchers, warming up. Then the game starts, and it's like they're on top of you. Everyone is so close. That place has to be so claustrophobic, especially if you're wearing one of those shitty Yankees uniforms and the whole crowd is telling you that you suck from the second the game starts. And if you fuck up one little thing, that crowd is going to get on you so quick. And it's a smart crowd, too. They're going to be loud the whole time, but they're going to ratchet it up when they know you're struggling. Best example, Gerrit Cole, when he gives up that home run to Xander Bogaerts in the wild card game, the crowd goes from loud to fucking crazy so quick. So, oh God, I yearn for this stuff. So I'm hoping these are big games because you want that advantage. It's not just, hey, you'd like to have the placement because blah, 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 a little bit. It's a big advantage. You actually get a big advantage when you're at home in Fenway. And it's finally coming back to that where the Red Sox are becoming demons at home, which they hadn't been in years past. So that feels good to be back in that spot.
Well, for the contrary, Sammy, you're talking about what opposing players think of Fenway. You know what opposing players are concerned with when they go to Yankee Stadium? Are the fans actually assaulting them?
Yes. I mean,
are you talking about like throwing stuff on the field?
No, I'm talking about like Mookie Betts almost having his arm completely ripped off.
Yeah, it's true. That did happen.
I mean, that was one guy.
I'm talking about when they throw baseballs when Alex Rodriguez was clearly trying to knock the ball out of Bronson Arroyo's arm.
Hey, remember they threw something at Doogie and Doogie was rip shit about it. I think it was like Jaren Duran's debut, and like Duran was out there like in his first game trying to calm Verdugo down. It's like this poor kid, like yeah. Yankee fans threw a baseball, missed Verdugo's head by a few feet.
So it's basically Red Sox fans are smart, intelligent, intense fans who torture the other team, where Yankees fans are just scumbags. They don't really know what's going on. They just throw shit.
They're scumbags for the purpose of being scumbags.
I know,
like that's why they'll boo Stanton after his first at bat as a Yankee because he struck out. Whereas like Red Sox fans, like, yes, they'll boo you if it's deserved. Like Jordan Hicks by the end of the run was getting booed and it was deserved. They're not going to boo a guy after his first game. Like it's an intelligent fan base in a way that the Yankees are not.
To be honest, my honest take on this, I think Red Sox fans and Yankee fans are wildly similar. We're both insane. Maybe Red Sox fans a little bit more intelligent fan base, but I mean, and I'm talking about the like actual Yankees fans, not. Yeah. Not dudes from like LA who are like, I like the Lakers, the Yankees, and the Cowboys. My grandfather is from New Jersey, so I'm a Yankees fan. I don't like the Angels. Like, not those kind of dorks. Like actual people from New York, just like actual people from Boston like us. We're all nuts. Cut from the same cloth. Red Sox fans, obviously, a notch above. Goes without saying. Thank you very much.
You know what sucks?
No.
You don't know what sucks? I'll tell you what sucks. William Abreu was supposed to be back for the Yankee series last time. Joe?
I was going to say, I know what sucks. You know what sucks? The Yankee bullpen.
Hey!
Yep. Hey! The super pen! The super!
But, yeah. I want Willie back. And it sucks. Like he keeps getting pushed back series by series. And originally, oh, it's like he's running, so maybe he'll be back for the Yankee series. Now he's not going to be back for the Yankee series. Now it's back to the A's. In my head, I was thinking, you know, I want Willie back for the Yankee series, but good shot the Sox are facing two lefties. It seems like they always get Fried and Rodon when they face the Yankees. Probably not the end of the world to miss him. But now this time you're getting two righties. No Willie, obviously no Roman. Like Red Sox lineup against righties looks a lot worse than it usually does. But yeah, not timely to not have Willie. I'm trying to like, I don't know if there's something else I would do. Like, I don't know. Christian Campbell keeps coming to mind. I know he's playing a lot better, hitting the ball harder, and at some point, I feel like he should probably get the call back up, but I don't know if now is the time I would do it. Not in the Yankee series.
I mean, Ref Snyder's been fine against righties. He had the big double in the ninth inning against the A's. You know, Red Sox lost that game, but that game ends earlier if he doesn't tie it. Give him a shot. It's not ideal. You're not going to have an ideal situation in right field. And can we please, for the love of God, never, ever, ever, ever take the Red Sox word for any of these. This is the most egregious one yet. There's been a lot of like, oh, he's close. And then he comes back 2 weeks later. Willier was supposed to come back for the other Yankees series, which happened weeks ago, literal weeks ago. And we're still not sure when he's coming back. No, he's running. He took a shit and he hurt himself. Like, what's going on? I don't get why the Red Sox do. Just say you don't know. Don't give us hope.
What, Sammy, is that your mindset for Romy, or has their calmness about it made you calm? Like, what are you freaking out about Romy, even though they're saying, and Romy's saying it's no big deal?
With the knee thing? Yeah, because they said day to day and he said he feels fine. I feel a little bit better. But if he was out if they put him on the 7-day IL, I wouldn't be shocked. It's hard to feel good about any injury thing with these guys. They just don't. I don't know if it's them not telling the truth or if it's them speaking too soon. You know what I mean?
I think it's them not telling the truth. That's my
why. Because
they think it gives another team an advantage, even though it doesn't. Like,
I guess. Yeah, every little advantage. Yeah,
it can't hurt.
It's just frustrating.
Pat?
That's going to be my next point. Is the Willier thing is just crazy, because it feels like every time they talk about it, the goal line move, the goal post moves. Romy, as far as Romy goes, though, once the player himself is like, oh, it's night and day, I feel way better, I buy that. Because when it's
Willie said that too.
But who didn't say that was Roman and Bregman.
Bregman said it too. Bregman, on the day of his injury, said he was feeling great. And then he came back the next day and he's like, actually, I don't.
He said that's what I'm saying is maybe they speak too soon.
That was speaking too soon. He wasn't lying the first day.
Yes. Yeah. And then Roman.
And neither was Willie.
Point blank. Yeah. So I'm not super worried. But Romy's another guy, too, who I'm now a little bit more comfortable with getting ABs against right-handed pitching. He's like the hottest hitter in the planet right now.
Yeah. So that's the question is, do you give him, if he's okay, if he's good to go for Friday, do you put him in the lineup Friday, or do you just give him the extra day and just put him out there against Fried on Saturday?
Put him out Friday.
You put him
Friday. If you're good, you're good. If you're good enough to play, you're good enough to play. I wouldn't overcomplicate it. And he's been hitting righties too. Him and Ref Snyder both been hitting righties lately.
He would probably DH too, in all likelihood, against a righty. Because you would have...
No, Massa would.
Oh, true. Yeah.
He plays so second base. They haven't been playing Hamilton against all the righties.
Yeah. So second base. Yeah, you're right.
So, yeah. I don't know. It's not like there's anything you can do. It's just like I keep thinking, and like Eaton had a couple of hits in the finale, so I can't even like truly get on Nate Eaton for it. I don't know. It's like I want a more aesthetically pleasing lineup. What did they have at the bottom? Like in the finale, it's like Eaton, Wong, Hamilton. Like it's just
I've
seen these Red Sox lineups where it's like there is no nine hitter, and then now with all these injuries, it's like there's all nine hitters.
I don't know if there's anyone in Major League on the Red Sox Major League roster or the AAA roster that I feel less confident in than Nate Eaton when he comes up to the plate. I got no faith in the guy. And I know he got multiple hits in that game against the A's.
Yeah,
but even the hits were like, oh, hey, that fell in. Like, oh, nice. That hit to the right. I don't know what it is. The swing or the aura or lack thereof. Just don't. He's not a bad organizational guy to have.
Can you guys imagine a world where we actually get to the point where Roman gets his first postseason at bat?
Oh,
I mean, that's the key.
That is gonna hit like crack to the veins. Like,
knock on wood.
It would be enough to push you, to propel you to a World Series. It's like if you can get to the ALCS and you get that jolt of energy, like how are you not making it to the World Series?
Dude. Oh,
whoa,
my God.
Whoa. I mean, I hope so, but yeah. It's scaring me. Goro, you're the superstitious guy. You're talking about World Series?
Well, I'm just using my logic here. Like, obviously, you have to get to the ALCS first, and like to me, getting to the ALCS without Roman Anthony is harder than winning the ALCS with Roman Anthony against a better team because he impacts the team that much. And you're probably having to win two series. So I guess logically it makes sense too.
Yeah.
I feel confident in a seven. Like if every series were seven games, I would feel really confident in the Red Sox in any series. The fact that the first one is a three gamer, anything can happen. Three gamer
without Roman. I'm more comfortable with that for the Red Sox because I'm like, oh, I don't know if they're as good as the other team if they don't have That's Roman. Fair. But it's three games, That's anything fair. Could happen. But if you have Roman, then I'd rather the longer series. Also, that's without even mentioning the lack of a fourth starter. So the long series, kind of scary, especially without Roman. Either way, just get in. Just get in and beat the Yankees.
Thank God. Yeah, that's true. The truth is, the Red Sox, as much as I hate non-7-game series, they truly have been bailed out by this 3-game series because they have three starting pitchers. I mean, nothing against, like, Connelly Early literally just shoved in the prior series. So, like, nothing against these guys, but, like, we have three dudes on this Red Sox roster that have been shoving all season long, and those are the guys you trust. It's good that they're going in this series, but...
Yes, sir.
Do we want to do series predictions?
Yeah.
I'll give you guys the pitching matchups again one more time. Listeners can have it in case they forgot or tuned in late. You got game one, Giolito versus Heel. It's a Friday night. Game two, Bayo versus Fried. That is a Saturday 4:00. And then a Sunday night, Crochet versus Will Warren. Why are you making that face, Sammy?
4:00 game? That sucks. On a Saturday?
That's like every Saturday game. They're all 4:00.
Ugh.
We do radio like 12 to 3, and then the game starts at 4.
I know, not all of them. But
Big ones are night. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, well, I'm going to be at a wedding that day anyway, so I'm
scared. Gordo, the problem is Sammy has his dinner at 4:00, so it's going to interfere with those dinner plans.
He's going to be in the kitchen. He can't watch the game. I can't see this far.
I can't get my program. I have to go to
what channel is it on? Apple? What's Apple TV?
Well, I'm going to a wedding that day anyway, so I'm probably gonna I'm gonna be watching on my phone, like subtly in the corner.
Become such a pro at that.
Yeah, same. We doing predictions?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think Red Sox lose the first game and then win the second and third game. Giolito's been good lately, but not like in a way where it inspires me to feel like he's going to be great against the Yankees.
I was gonna say this might be the game where they kind of get Bayo's number back, like kind of get their lick back, but it's Fried. In the lineup is just structured to hit lefties well right now. I think I'm going to, I don't want to agree with Sammy. I'll go different. I think they lose the crochet start. I'll go win loss.
All right. I will differ from both of you guys and say that the Red Sox light a fire under Red Sox Nation's ass. Get people excited about this fucking team.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
They're going to fucking love the Red Sox after this one. I'm going to take all three games in a sweep.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Hey, wait, actually.
Sweep.
Let me switch one. I think they win the first game, lose the second game, win the third game. Because I forgot the Yankees are playing Thursday and travel. So I think the Red Sox win the Friday game. If they lose one, it'll be the Fried game. With the shade in front of home plate, good luck hitting Max Fried. That's tough, buddy.
Pat, do me a favor. Spell sweep for me.
SWEEP.
-2 on the season.
Wow.
That's how the Sox get the top wild card.
That is cocky. Cocky.
Confidence. Cocky. Confidence. Confidence.
Hey.
Hey guys. Why the hell did I have to spell sweep?
I don't know. I just wanted you to cue me up.
Oh.
Killing time.
I had the John Cena pun ready. Yeah. I didn't have it ready when I should have had it ready. You guys both went first. I needed to have it ready.
No, good for you.
Shout out John Cena. Where's he
Red
from?
Sox fan.
I was going to say, Newbury. Is he a Sox fan?
Oh, West Newbury. Sorry.
Yeah. Is that what? Is that in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Unless he got bullied like Ben Rice, then yeah, he's a Red Sox fan.
We got to get him at the ballpark for a first pitch or something. How's that not happened?
I'm sure it actually has in the past.
You know, he's a genius. Him learning to speak the Chinese dialect like doubled his fan base. And that's to this day one of the smartest marketing moves I've ever seen an athlete make. So credit to John Cena. Smart guy from Massachusetts. What a shock.
Joe?
I just realized I didn't make my picks, so I'll throw mine in there.
He's saying the Red Sox are going to get swept. That's what we tried to hold him out.
Yeah,
we had to barge
in. Sorry. No, I am actually weirdly confident, just like Gordo, and I think they'll sweep too. But I'll go one step further that they win the first game on a walk off. This is the Fenway. They're going to be wearing the Fenway.
Yeah, Joe. Three in a row.
They're going to be wearing the Fenway greens, and we know how those games always end up. They win via walk-off. And then the next two, I just feel, dude, I think their bullpen is so easy to hit off of for this lineup that I love that if they just literally work the pitch count of all these starters, get to them by the fifth inning, I will feel so confident.
Well, listen.
Right, let's not get too confident.
Let's get Mark Leiter Jr. I don't know if I want to face like every time I watch Devin Williams is great.
Mark Leiter, dude.
Give me Mark Leiter Jr. and we can talk dirty.
Mark Leiter Jr. looks like he sells cigarettes individually to like underage kids.
But did you know he's related to Al Leiter?
No way. That's so cool.
And Jack Leiter.
What? Both of them he's related to? The father and the son he's related to? Both of them? Oh, no. He's like
Leiter Jr. with his mustache.
Can't you see him outside of 7-Eleven and be like, kid, you want to buy a cigarette? $2 a pop. The kid's like, okay, I want to be cool.
Here's I'll buy you a beer. $30 for a six-pack.
Yeah, he lets kids shoulder tap him. You guys ever did that when you were below 21? Where you're like, will you buy a Bud Light for me, sir?
Oh, you can't do that in Wayland, Mass.
Oh, dude, I just was a degenerate, I guess.
If you tried that shit in Wayland, Mass, you get
when you 99. Were like 18 years old, like you see someone going, you're like, hey, I'll give you $40 if you... All right, anyway, let's not talk about my minor crimes I made when I was 11.
In like the 1940s, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It was even harder because it was during the Prohibition.
We had to go into the speakeasy where there was a flap on the door to see if the feds were there. It only cost a nickel for beer.
Fucking Prohibition.
I used to take the 30s.
How long did Prohibition last? Let's see. 13 years. What?
13
years.
I thought it was
8 months.
I'm going to take the trolley.
Wait, what, Gordo? It was like
I thought it was
5 years, to be honest. Like I thought it was a couple years. 13 is longer than I thought, but couple months, dude. Come on, man.
Oh, God.
You know, I actually used to work. I worked at 21st Amendment, that bar in downtown Boston that used to be like a Prohibition bar, and that's why they have the sliding thing in the window. I remember those days.
All right, let's do enough said before we get out of here. Anyone got one?
Let's
hear it.
If I have to watch Ramondre Stevenson get the bulk of the carries for one more Patriots game, I'm going to play in traffic. I can't do it. I cannot see Ramondre get 2 yard gains, loss of one, holding on for dear life, trying not to fumble. Like I can't do it. Use Travion Henderson. Travion Henderson looked great when he actually got touches the other day. I can't. It's like I don't even know like the best way to like make an analogy like to the Sox. Like I can't, it's like them just throwing out Jordan Hicks instead of like Garrett Whitlock. It cannot happen. I'm going to lose my mind.
If Peyton Tolley becomes a dominant reliever and they just have Jordan Hicks pitching the eighth inning just because, he has setup experience. He's done it for years.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, my enough said. Season's over for the Pats. Hate to say it. That's it. There's no coming back from it. They lost the first game. I plan the Dolphins next. You're fucked, dude. Season's over. It was a good one. I'll remember it forever. And I look forward to next one.
Sammy will always remember the crappy illegal streams that we had. So many websites. We were trying everything. So many different links. And we probably saw 70% of the action.
Yeah. By the way, if they beat the Dolphins on Sunday,
back they're winning
the Super Bowl. Yeah, Super Bowl is basically locked up if they beat the Dolphins. But right now, the season's over.
It's over. My enough said that I forgot to get to on last episode, so I'll bring it up on this episode, is shout out to our good pal Lenny DiNardo for the grind of all grinds. I'm going to lay out what his travel day coming back from Arizona to be on Nesson on Monday looked like. He took a red eye. It was like weird. It was a different red eye than us. It took off like 20 minutes apart or something. So he's after overnight on the plane. Day. Yeah, full work day doing the radio, gets dinner, whatever, goes, takes the red eye, gets home, has to drive all the way back to where he lives in Rhode Island, take his kids to school, and then he has like a brief couple hour period for a nap. But then he has to take the drive all the way back from Rhode Island to the Nesson Studios in Watertown to do pregame for a late game. So he had to get there at 7:30 to do pregame at 9 for the 10 o'clock game. And he had to watch that game. And then he had to do pregame after the game until, what was it, like until 1 or 2? I was
that'd
like
be,
until...
That'd be postgame.
Sorry, postgame. Postgame. Till 1 something and then drive. I don't know if... He was talking about maybe getting a hotel, maybe drive all the way back. I don't know what he did. But regardless, like that's the grind of all grinds. That was... Shout out Lenny DiNardo, who Barry
he looked
Bonds
good too. Couldn't tell. I was looking, yeah. I, like, because we went out to dinner the night before. I'm like super close to TV. I'm like, does he look tired? No, he looks good. So yeah, he's fine. Lenny's a beast.
Pat, you got one more?
I do. I sent it to Joe. I hope he got it. I saw this earlier and I knew it was gonna be my enough said. I just forgot. Netflix new documentary: Who Killed the Montreal Expos?
Ooh.
20 years after Montreal lost its beloved Expos, fans still want answers. Get a behind-the-scenes look of controversial decisions, setbacks, and missteps that seal the team's fate. Featuring interviews with Hall of Famers Pedro Martinez, Vlad Sr., Larry Walker, and beloved manager Felipe Alou. I'm excited for that. I think that's going to be sweet. That's going to be sick.
I did not hear about that. That's cool. That's going to be awesome. MLB Network had a documentary on the Expos before, and it was like, okay, this is going to be so much. But Netflix does it right every time.
Yeah, I'm such a sucker for like the behind the scenes, like deep dive stuff. Like not like the clubhouse is good, like whatever. But like the in retrospect, guys have a little more like distance from it, and like they'll like tell the better stories from behind the scenes. Right. I'm just a sucker for the Last Dance. I ate that shit up. This would be cool. I'm excited for this one.
Oh, good enough said, Pat. I'm glad I didn't hear about that.
Yeah,
very cool.
Expos. Do you know that? Their logo is supposed to be Montreal Expos Baseball. It's MEB if you look at it. Take a look. No way. It'll blow your mind. MEB. It looks like it's JB. Always confused me.
I see M.
M in the back.
Is the red thing the left? E?
Yeah. E on the left and B on the right. Yeah. Montreal Expos Baseball.
Wow. Never noticed that before. Did you awesome. Know the FedEx logo has an arrow in the E?
I did know that.
Yeah.
There you go. Anything else before we go?
No, I'm just thinking about when I used to take the trolley into town to watch a movie for a nickel.
Dude, those illegal breweries must have been the shit in the 30s.
30s, I was right. Already 40 years old.
Yep. You're kicking, man. You're still kicking. I'm proud of you. And potting. Mm-hmm. You grind on the show.
Yep.
Grilling or grinding and potting.
We need sleep.
Yeah. I got to get some sleep tonight. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 263. Joe, I didn't forget again. Had it off the top of the dome. 263. Play Tessie. Appreciate you tuning in. Remember, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts. Rate 5 stars. All your podcast platforms. Go on YouTube. We're on the WEEI page on YouTube. We got the Play Tessie playlist there. Has all our episodes. Hit the thumbs up on all those videos. Remember, subscribe to WEI and then follow us on the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. For Sammy, for Pat, for Joe producing. I didn't look at the damn episode number, I promise. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.